100.7 The Tiger, Abby Lee here.
And Brittany Rose.
We are on the phone with our friend, you healthcare hero of the week, Mr. Brian Buckley. How's it going?
It is going.
I feel that.
I know, right?
We're making it, right?
Barely.
Exactly.
Brian gets it.
Completely. How was your vacation, Brian? I know you said you had a much-needed vacation. You had a good one?
I did. It was absolutely amazing. Went on a golf trip with about 27 other guys. We went and played Squire Creek there in Ruston, Louisiana, and we just had an amazing trip.
Wow. Fun. Was it a bachelor trip?
No, it was an annual golf trip that we go on. Gotcha.
That sounds awesome. Well, I'm glad you got a chance to kind of get away and relax some.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Much needed.
Seriously, especially during like all this COVID mess that's happening. So how has that been keeping you busy?
Well, I literally live the COVID. I mean, it's all I do every single day that I come to work. I'm the manager of our COVID unit here at St. Dominic's Hospital in Jackson, Mississippi. And it's literally the things that I deal with day in and day out.
Oh, wow. So how did Fran U kind of prepare you for everything that's happening right now?
That's a funny question because, you know, as soon as I, when the pandemic hit, I called the chair of the program and, I graduated in December and I called the chair of the program back in early April and I said, well, listen, you didn't prepare me for this.
Oh, man.
I said, I don't know what y'all taught me there, but it wasn't about a pandemic. So, no, but speaking truthfully, Fran U is one of the, it was absolutely a great experience. I couldn't say more great things about their staff, their professors, all the way up to, the top. And I give a shout out to Dr. Elaine Purdy, the chair of the program. She was my mentor through the program, and aww, I could call her 24 hours a day, and she helped me. She was my rock through the program, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that's sweet. So what was your major when you went to Fran U?
So I was majored in Masters of Health Administration. I got my Master's in Health Administration.
So what exactly does that entail?
So I have a nursing background.
Okay.
I'm a nurse by trade. Been a nurse for about 12 years. Done critical care, emergency room, all kind of stuff. But you don't have to be a nurse to be getting the Master's of Health Administration. You can just have any bachelor's degree.
Okay.
And it's the program's laid out to be an 18-month program. You can stretch it out by going part-time, or you can actually decrease it and go get it done in a year, which is what I did. That was frowned upon, but I had to triple up some classes at time, but I was just wanted to push through.
Right.
But it's an absolute great 100% online program, and like I said, you had one-on-one with the teachers anytime you wanted it, and it was just a great place.
So it's great.
You said it's 100% online. So even now during this pandemic with school being crazy like it is, you are probably still able to go do that and do it all online and get through quicker like you did.
Absolutely.
That is amazing. So what made you choose Fran U?
So I work for St. Dominic's Hospital in Jackson, Mississippi, and we were acquired by the Franciscan Missionaries of Our Lady Health System back about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, just by luck of the draw, was actually a graduate of Our Lady of the Lakes Nursing School.
Oh,
and
nice.
So when we got bought out, I was like, man, what a coincidence. And she, we had been talking about me going back to school and get my master's, and she was like, this is the time, get in. And so I did, and it worked out, and I started, January 1st of 2019 and was able to finish in December of 19. So I got it done in a full calendar year.
That's
awesome.
What advice would you give to maybe a listener of ours that is thinking about going to Fran U?
Do it. If you're wanting to further your education, you can't pick a better place than FranU. It's a great Christian university that, you know, is there for their students. It's smaller classes, you know, opposed to your bigger universities, and you have more, you know, learning time and time to, you know, get more hands-on stuff, and it's a great experience.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you so much for taking the time, one, to call us, and thank you for everything that you do. We know that our healthcare workers are going the extra mile right now, so we appreciate you.
Well, thank y'all so much.
You're absolutely welcome.
Awesome. And if you're looking for more information at FranU, you can head over to their website. It's franu.edu/hero.
It's Abby Lee
and Brittany Rose
live with the Tiger.